The Hatter opened his eyes very wide on hearing this, but all he said was, "Why is a raven like a writing desk?" "Come, we shall have some fun now," thought Alice. "I'm glad they've begun asking riddles. I believe I can guess that," she added aloud.
"Do you mean that you think you can find out the answer to it?" said the March Hare.
"Exactly so," said Alice.
"Then you should say what you mean," the March Hare went on.
"I do," Alice hastily replied. At least I mean what I say, and that's the same thing, you know."
"Not the same thing a bit," said the Hatter. "You might just as well say that I see what I eat is the same thing as I eat what I see." "You might just as well say," added the March Hare, "that I like what I get is the same thing as I get what I like."
"You might just as well say," added the Dormouse,
who seemed to be talking in his sleep,
"that I breathe when I sleep is the same thing as I sleep when I breathe."
"It is the same thing with you," said the Hatter.
And here the conversation dropped, and the party sat silent for a minute, while Alice thought over all she could remember about ravens and writing desks, which wasn't very much.
Everything about a cheetah is designed for speed. Pure, raw, explosive speed. Put a cheetah and a Lamborghini side by side on a freeway, and it will be an even money bet which will smash the speed limit first. Both can do 0 to 60 in under 3 seconds, but the cheetah can crack 45 miles an hour in the first couple of strides. And what strides? Thanks to its flexible spine and long fluid legs, a cheetah can gobble up turf in bounds that exceed 25 feet. Helping her in a search for a perfect home is Mel's boyfriend Steve, who at 6'3" stands more than a foot taller than Mel. So low ceilings might well be something to watch out for this little and large couple. This is John's first date with Susan, and he's pulled out all the stops in his quest to find the perfect first date venue. He's more than happy with his choice of the Argentinian steak restaurant, but what he doesn't know is that Susan is a vegetarian. Steak for one, please.